meeting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street.
Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome back. We are going to look at what's going on in Sochi, Russia, where the, I hope I said that correctly, where the Olympics are taking place, and there have been attacks on Russian soil, and people are wondering if the Olympics can be safe, but also what's really behind much of this. It's a question that many people are wrestling with, and we're going to be looking at this on a number of levels. Right now we're about to have a conversation with Sam Faddis, who's a retired CIA operations officer and author of numerous books, including his most recent novel, CAFFA, C-A-F-F-A, and, of course, his blog and work on the web, which we'll attach to on our website. And, Sam, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Happy New Year, Mark.
Happy New Year to you, too. So, Sam, give us your analysis. I mean, you know, I always harken back to one of the times we had a show together, and when it was the Boston Marathon explosion, and you kind of pinpointed exactly what happened. You were right, and I kind of challenged you about it, and I was wrong.
So, wait a minute, I got to get my calendar, and I got to mark this down.
So, give us your analysis now of what you think is happening.
So, you know, the decision was made to put the Olympics in Sochi, Russia, which is a city which has been a historic resort for the Russians for a long time. It sits on the Black Sea. So relatively speaking, by Russian standards, it's in sort of a temperate, semi-tropical location. And it's kind of got this, a little bit of the sort of geography like you'd get in Southern California where, you know, it's on the water, but the mountains are very close by. Sort of the, you know, you can go swimming in the morning and skiing in the afternoon kind of thing. So, you know, from that standpoint, it makes sense as a location. What doesn't make sense is that it is also right on the doorstep of the Northern Caucasus, which has been a hotbed of Islamic insurgency against the Russians, you know, for 25 years now. Frankly, in some ways, it's been a hotbed of activity against the Russians for, you know, going on closer to like 200 years. But anyway, and the Russians have been fighting this, and the Russians haven't controlled it. I mean, that doesn't mean that they don't catch anybody or kill anybody, but the situation is not under control. It is not resolved. And now we're getting ready to stage the Winter Games right on the doorstep of what is basically a war zone. And the leader of the Islamic, so-called Islamic Caliphate there, this mini Islamic state, Umarov, has publicly come out and, you know, and said exactly what he intends to do, which is he regards it as an outrage that the Olympics are being staged there. And he absolutely intends to attack them. And just to make sure everybody's crystal clear on his intentions, he has repeatedly announced that there is no such thing as a civilian in this war. So all targets are legitimate, and anybody who's there is fair game.
So this is a double-edged sword in some ways. I was reading a piece the other night by Brian Glenn Williams last night. He's a professor of Islamic studies at the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth, who specializes in this area of the world. And what he did was kind of lay down a history of the whole Chechen-Dagestani area where this is taking place, where the revolt is taking place, and how what you alluded to earlier, that this is, as he puts it, an area that was invaded by the Russians in the 19th century, taken over, and there have been 30, 40-year wars that have been very intense throughout history between the Russians and the Muslim people who lived independently there before the Russians took it over. The same thing they did with the Circassians, who they tried to wipe out as well and did a pretty good job of wiping them out. And so, and that this has a historical basis to it. So when you have that kind of historical basis to the enmity between two entities like this, and then extremists can take over and kind of blow things up. I mean, the Russians themselves killed tens of thousands of civilians in Chechnya and Dagestan, and so that's elements in there. So beyond just the kind of attacking the question of a terrorist group like the Islamic Caliphate in Chechnya, what's the response supposed to be?
Well, my point, I guess at this point, is to say that this is a horrible location to stage the Winter Games. The broader issue of the question of the fate of the Northern Caucasus, whether it should remain part of Russia or whether it should be independent, as you've just alluded to, is a hugely tangled issue that takes us way back in history. I mean, we had a native population here in the United States too when Europeans began to arrive. We also conquered a continent. For a variety of reasons, we largely sort of forget that on a daily basis because so much of that culture has, been destroyed. The Russians created an empire, and they conquered entire nations that were existing nations on a par with theirs and which have not gone away. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. The Chechens have regarded the Russians with some degree of accuracy as invaders for a long time. And it is one of these typical, brutal, kind of racial, ethnic conflicts where everybody's got 1,000 stories about outrages that were done to them and therefore feels justified in showing no quarter and being incredibly brutal to their opponent.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Sam. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, well, and so my point is, so that's where we decided to stage the Olympics. But we decided it was a great idea to take thousands of athletes from all over the world and stick them into this and accept Vladimir Putin's assurances that he would somehow deal with the threat, even though he hasn't been able to deal with it ever previously.
So if your son or daughter was about to go to the Olympics, your advice would be what?
Don't go.
Right.
I've talked about this several times recently. I use this analogy. People walk through minefields occasionally and somehow through pure dumb luck don't get killed. That doesn't mean it was a good idea or a good plan. So is it preordained that there will be a disaster? No. There is some chance that we will somehow steer our way through here and not have a horrible, horrible disaster. On the other hand, when you're watching the evening news, in 5-6 weeks and there's a major terrorist incident ongoing in the Olympic Village and God knows how many athletes being held hostage and people dead, I defy anybody who's paying attention to say, wow, I'm shocked. Like, that was a surprise. That was completely unforeseen. Who would have ever thought such a thing could happen?
I guess that this is the kind of mad politics of the Olympics that doesn't make much sense when you look at where it's going on. First of all, the people argued around the question of gay rights in Russia, but this, in terms of the absolute safety of people, is a huge issue. This could be a disaster in the coming Olympics. I mean, we could be facing something very serious.
The Olympics are always obviously a concern when it comes to the possibility of terrorist attacks, like any major high-profile event, right? Because terrorists are always looking to make a splash, and this is a way to get the whole world watching you make your point. But in this case, what we've done is move the Olympics basically to the home turf, not just of a group of terrorists, but again, regardless of historically who you think's right, who you think's wrong, whatever. These guys have demonstrated, the Chechens, the Islamic Caliphate, that they are perfectly willing to do the most brutal, horrific things. These are the guys behind the Beslan school massacre where, they held something like 1,500 hostages in a gymnasium and wired it with explosives. And just to put the icing on the cake here, we have the track record of the Russian security services. So their MO is when they respond to these incidents, they will kill all of the terrorists, the insurgents. They will also kill, in the process, a very large portion of the innocent civilians that are caught in the crossfire. I mean, in the Moscow theater attack, where there were hostages being held in the theater in Moscow, the Russians themselves killed most of the hostages that died in that effort. The surgical and precise, is not what comes to mind when you think of a Russian response.
Well, Sam Faddis, it's always great to get your analysis, and it's always been important and usually on target. Sam Faddis is a retired CIA operations officer. He's author of many books, numerous books. His latest is a novel called Kaffa, C-A-F-F-A. He's a great writer. Great to read and always great to have on the air with us. Sam, thanks so much and appreciate you taking the time today again.
Okay. Thank you.
Happy New Year. We're going to take a very brief break. When we return, we're going to have a countdown to the Annapolis Summit and our next couple of conversations about what's facing the state in Annapolis. Stay with us. Just be at a room.